Blog Talk Radio.
What would it mean to be able to access spiritual masters from beyond? Join us today and every month as Julie Geigel allows Archangel Metatron to speak through her. Archangel Metatron has come to answer your questions about life. Metatron acts as a bridge between the divine and mankind. He is here to help us find balance, truth, and harmony. He is here to help us ascend and evolve into higher states of consciousness. Metatron will take your questions live, so be sure to call in on your phone or using Skype if you'd like to speak to him directly. This is a very exciting time we are moving into, and we're honored to make this connection. And honored we are. Welcome, everyone. Do you need help awakening to the magnificent being that you are? This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, spiritual teacher, healer, and approved and certified CASA guide for the John of God experience. And members of our inner circle are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading once a week. If you'd like to support our work by becoming a member, please visit us at www.juliegeigel.com. A special thank you to our Facebook followers over at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium and our Twitter followers at Julie Geigel. You are listening to Metatronic Monday, Awaken with Archangel Metatron. We welcome your questions on awakening in this new age of enlightenment. Call us live at 858-357-8481 or simply type your awakening question in our chat room at the beginning of the show before we go into channeling, and we can connect with you there. I'm honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron to assist you on your journey of awakening. As we continue to move into this new age of enlightenment, many have questions or need assistance with releasing judgments, attachments, and resistance, which are the three keys to enlightenment. Metatron is here to help you remember who you are and why you came here to this planet. Just being in this Metatronic energy today will help to raise your vibrational frequency and clear out any blocks that may be preventing you from claiming your divine right to awaken. Intention is a powerful thing. It is simply through your intention of awakening as you listen to our channeling today that will assist you in whatever capacity you need. The purpose of this show is to awaken and align with the spiritual being that you are by offering a connection beyond the veil with Archangel Metatron and your own spiritual council of angels. Don't forget to register for our upcoming shows, John of God Healing Current Meditation, Fridays at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we tune into John of God and the CASA entities of light for healing. And our brand new monthly show with the psychic angel channelers, Catherine Glass and Maggie Chula and myself, for Angel Talk Tuesday. It happens on the 4th Tuesday of every month, and I do have rebroadcasts scheduled for that show throughout the month in case you missed our live show. You can register for all of our shows at bit.ly/register, please. Be sure to follow us on Blog Talk, and you will receive an automated reminder before our show begins. And I'm so excited. One more week before we head out to Brazil. I'm guiding a small group. There's seven of us. And we'll be going for 2 full weeks for a spiritual transformation healing retreat with John of God. And it is a most amazing, amazing experience. And there's still time for photo healing if you'd like to take advantage of that. I'm just accepting a few more entries here as we close in on our date. I leave next Monday, April 6th. And you can check out my website for details on that. And if you are not on our free healing list, you must sign up for that. Because who can't use a free healing? Absolutely. And be sure to share that with your friends. I send out a weekly newsletter with a quick inspirational quote, and all of the names on my healing list will be traveling with me to Brazil. They will go with me every single day I go to the Casa. I don't just go when John of God's in session. I go every single day because healing occurs everywhere. It can occur during dinner time. It can occur during a crystal bed session or during meditation at the scenic overlook. So healings don't simply occur in front of John of God, but they occur everywhere on the Casa grounds. It's quite a phenomenal experience. And so the list of names will go with me every day to the Casa, and anytime they ask for volunteers to go in and have a spiritual intervention, I will be accepting that invitation and taking you all with me. And I'm encouraging people to sleep in white on Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. Those are the days that the John of God is in session, and so they're incredibly powerful. And then before you go to bed, just invite the Casa entities to come in and do any spiritual healing, any psychic surgeries that your physical body might need. And so I'm very, very excited. This is my first time taking people with me in spirit, and I'm excited to see the kind of response that people receive from this blessed, blessed experience. All right. Well, I do believe we are ready. The Blog Talk does have a little bit of a different format here for us, for me today. And so typically, if you had a topic that you wanted Metatron to cover today in our awakening channeling, you can hit one on your keypad and I'll bring you on the air and you can share the topic with us, and then we'll go into channeling because we're about ready to begin here. And so it does look like we have someone. 2508 is the last four digits.
Welcome. Hi, how are you today? This is Rivita.
Awesome, awesome. And your first name and what state you're in?
My name is Ivatar. I'm in Colorado.
Hi, Ivatar. How are you today?
Oh, I'm going well. How about you?
Good, good. And did you have a topic you wanted Metatron to expand on today?
So if I have a topic, can it be a question as well?
I think so. Go ahead and shoot.
Okay. I just want him to expand on, you know, I'm as I'm a reawakening, I'm having a lot of multidimensional experiences. Some of them I understand and some of them I don't understand. But I'm open to the changes that are coming about. And, what happens as these gifts are unfolding, I may not really know exactly how to use them initially or what I'm supposed to do with them. So if he could give me some feedback in that area.
And when you say them, you're referring to your... You said you're not sure what to do with them. What are you referring to?
Yeah, there's so many. I said my gifts are unfolding.
Gifts.
I'm reacquainting myself with different aspects of myself.
Beautiful,
and what
beautiful.
I'm saying is, as they're unfolding, and there seems to be so many, sometimes I don't know at that very moment what to do with them. So
absolutely. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. And the multidimensional experiences, are you talking about like parallel dimensions, or are you like doing astral traveling during the night?
Well, what's been happening, you know, because I've always done the traveling during dream time. So what's happening now, I'm going into other dimensions in my waking moments. Like if I'm in meditation, I'll give you an example. You know, like the other day, I've been, you know, just go into, you know, swimming with the dolphins and communicating with the whales and things of that sort.
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Well, I think that's enough for us to get started, Ivatar. Thank you so much for your support today.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a nice deep breath. I do use the singing bowl to clear out the space, the energy, and I'm also grabbing my oil. I work with doTERRA Therapeutic Essential Oil, and the one I'm using today is the frankincense. So if you have oils at home, I highly recommend grabbing those. And also anything that raises your vibration, frequency, the crystals. Casa crystals are amazing. Otherwise, any crystals hold that beautiful energy for all of us. So just take in a nice deep breath. And we'll begin with the singing bowl as I grab my wooden wand and knock over five things in the way. All right, here we go. And again, taking in a nice deep breath as we release any negative energy and prepare for this beautiful Metatronic frequency. And now we're going to invite in our own spiritual councils, guardian angels, loved ones who've passed, spirit guides. And any pets or totem animals. And just feel their love and support as they surround you with a beautiful, calming energy. Welcome. I am Archangel Metatron. We are delighted to assist you here on this earth journey. And as the vibrational frequency within this planet begins to shift and change, there are many of you that are experiencing strange and unusual occurrences. And we invite you to consider that this is the new normal. As you are willing and allowing, Your potential truly is unlimited. So feel yourself now rising higher and higher, joining, tuning in to the Metatronic energy that is being created here for you, assisting with your ascension and assimilation of information that is coming in. Feel yourself being bathed in this currency. And putting the world on pause, external distractions, allowing yourself to go inward, focusing deeper and deeper, higher and higher, ascending. 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 Do not be afraid. For as you allow your energy to align with this Metatronic frequency, you are well guided within the frequency of love and pure light, pure harmony. All that which is not of that frequency, this frequency, dissolves. There is no need for protection. As you simply step into and allow this divine frequency to flow through you and all around you, it is a magical experience to be uplifted to the heavens, to attain and sustain this higher level of functioning. Feel yourself grounding, your feet firmly planted on the ground, the root moving deep into the center of the earth, wrapping the ends around anything solid you find, feeling the love and support of Mother Earth coming up through those roots and moving up, up, up into the bottom of your feet, moving all the way up, up, up through your legs, all the way up into your belly, feeling loved and supported, moving all the way into that heart, cleansing, clearing, and releasing chakra 1, chakra 2, chakra 3, chakra 4. And now feel a beautiful light coming from the heavens above, a beautiful violet moving down the cord that connects your earthly body to God to the heavens above, and feeling the love and support from God, from the universe, from all that is, allowing this light to move down into your crown chakra, and go ahead and touch the top of your head, opening and receiving, opening and receiving willingly. And allowing that light to move down into your third eye, and go ahead and tap that third eye, opening and receiving, opening and receiving willingly. And now feel that beautiful light moving down into your throat chakra. Opening and receiving. Opening and receiving willingly. And now feel that light moving down into your high heart, which is right above your heart space. It is the heart of your soul, your higher self. Feel that light moving into that higher heart, opening and receiving, opening and receiving willingly. And now feel the energy of that light moving into your heart, tuning, connecting and aligning with the energy of the earth, feeling that energy swirling and twisting and turning and becoming one. Cleansing and clearing your fifth chakra. Cleansing and clearing your sixth chakra. Cleansing and clearing your seventh chakra. You are now in full expansion and alignment with your fullest potential, opening up to receive direction and take action to complete the mission you came here to serve. And now we would like to speak a moment about intention. As you open to the expansions of your fullest potential, you are able to manifest anything that you desire. And as it is in alignment with your mission and your divine soul purpose, that manifestation will become almost instantaneous. So it is important that you take the time every day to set your intention for your experience. Otherwise, you may experience things that are not in alignment with your divine life mission, things that are here and there willy-nilly. So as your thoughts are willy-nilly here and there, with no focus or purpose, easily distracted, so too will the experiences, for you are calling them forth unwittingly. And we are here to help you become aware of the power that you have opened yourself to, aware of the power that you have so willingly accepted. And with awareness and openness and willingness comes an awesome responsibility. An awesome responsibility not to allow your thoughts to randomly travel willy-nilly here and there. An awesome responsibility to keep your thoughts collected with purpose, with clarity and decisiveness. So as you have tuned into your spiritual council, they are constantly guiding you like a GPS system. And when you are off track, they will help you recalculating now. Recalculating now. Recalculation complete. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. Oh, I love, 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 love his energy. And that was Archangel Raphael we were blessed with at the end there. Beautiful, beautiful words of wisdom and thoughts and intentions there. So sacred and so special. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. Our members of our inner circle are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading once a week. If you'd like to support our work by becoming a member, please visit www.juliegeigel.com to sign up. Be sure to tune in next week for Metatronic Monday. Actually, next week I will be in Brazil, and I don't believe I can access. I've thought about doing a show in Brazil because that would be a most amazing channeling in Brazil. So I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to do some research and explore a little bit, but if I am unable to get that to work, I will do an encore broadcast for you all. So special thank you to all our callers and listeners in the chat room and on the phone who have come to support us on this mission of global awakening. Be sure to join us this Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, for our John of God Healing Current meditation. And are you getting our weekly inspirational quotes and meditations? When you sign up for our weekly messages, you're automatically entered into our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. And our winner for March is Christy. So, Christy, make sure you read those weekly emails and connect with us here before, by Tuesday. We'll be drawing a new name on Monday. All right. And remember, everything is always in divine and perfect order. Until next week, this is Julie Geigel with Archangel Metatron. Know that you are loved here and beyond. All right, and so let's take a look at our numbers to see if we have any members here that would like a free reading. And Raul, yay! Hi. How are you
thinking
today?
I'm doing great. I actually fell into a little bit of a meditation trance myself. I'm in the office, but I was like, wow, it was nice.
Awesome.
I would love to hear you from Brazil. That would be amazing.
I know. And it just came to me. I was just given instructions by Metatron not to worry about the blog talk, to go ahead and channel using my iPhone because I can record on my iPhone. And that way, if I have any glitches with the broadcast on the radio show, that I can just upload the recording after I've made the recording to Blog Talk. So it might not be actual live time, but I will record it at our time we would normally be live and upload it immediately. So I'm excited, Raul.
Yeah, I know. I might be sending you my picture, but
Yeah, absolutely. So Monday's a travel day for me, so I will have to do a rebroadcast next Monday. And then the following Monday, I will be in CASA mode, and I'll be able to do that recording the following Monday. So just a quick note on that. Yay. And I've got your prayer triangle written down, and I've got
all
the funds.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
I had to make sure I exchanged extra money. It's like, oh, my gosh, yes, I need money for Raul.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, so very excited to get that and bring that back for you. You'll have to email me if you could. I know I've got your address somewhere, but if you could send me a quick email with your address so I can ship that out right away when I get back. Absolutely. Did you have a question today, my dear, or did you want me to pull a card?
I think a card always does it. But I think a card is more.
I know. And then what deck do you prefer today?
The Archangels.
Okay, I've got Life Purpose, Romance, Messages, Healing, and Animal Cards.
Healing, please.
Healing, all right. Okay, the card that comes in today is trust. And so what I'm seeing, I know, what I'm seeing with the trust card is that that your doubting is interfering with the process. So it's still going to happen, and I've been there, you know, with the doubts and the fears and all that happy stuff and the ego. It's still going to happen, but when the ego is in play, it takes longer. So the more that you can tune into the higher vibrational frequencies of love, it allows that flow, the universal flow, and the trust. So the key here is to trust. So it's not a matter of if it's going to happen for you, Raul, because I'm seeing it's already been released. So all of our desires are already in the universe. They're already up there. So So I always think of, you know how, like at games or parties or stuff, you know, they've got this whole net filled with balloons, and then at the certain hour they pull the string and then all the balloons come tumbling down. So all of our desires are like balloons up there in this beautiful net. They're already there. They're already manifest. And the goal or the key is to launch that rocket of desire, release that balloon in divine time. And so when we doubt or we fear, we sabotage and we block it. So
we try to manage it, try to control it, right?
And all that kind of stuff. yeah. Okay. And I know we've talked about this before, the soap in the shower. sometimes we want it so bad that we block ourselves from getting it. Take a deep breath and step back. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's like almost forget about it and just go dancing and do something that totally takes your mind off.
Exactly. That was exactly what I was going to say. Distract yourself. You need a distraction. You need to get your mind off of this completely because it's just been too obsessing for you. And it's making it take a lot longer than it really needs to. Yes. Put it on the shelf. Forget about it. Go get involved with something else. Join a class. Join a club. Go dancing. Get your mind off of it. Take a vacation. Well, sometimes that actually does the opposite because you've got all this free time to think about it more. Get your mind off it and thinking about other things and literally forget about it. I know a lot of times, like with New Year's Eve, I'll write out resolutions in I've got a book and I do that annually. And then I close the book and I put it on the shelf and I literally forget about it. And then the next year I come back and I look at it and it's like, oh my gosh, that was an intention I set and it manifests. I totally forgot about it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the trust, it was just the perfect time, and I've been thinking, working, sort of analyzing, or, you know, just kind of how do I trust, and it was just so right on. Amazing.
Beautiful. Love how that works. All right, my dear. Well, I am taking you in spirit with me to the CASA, and hopefully one of these times you can join us.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm going with you in spirit, like you said. I thank you so much. I wish you happy, beautiful, blessings, amazing travel, and enjoy it because I'm going to be, everything you're looking at, I'm probably going to be feeling it because I'm really excited about it. This trip.
Awesome. And stay connected with us on our John of God Healing Miracles. I'll be posting photos there.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
Yeah, awesome. All right, you have a lovely week.
Oh, you as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.